Hi guys, this is matching on day four, part two, I think. Basically, just got a couple of things to mention. Everything here is going fine, as far as it goes. I've just registered my washing machine with Bosch. And I also was allowed to register my tumble dryer with them, although it's over a year old. I was able to do it. Well, it's just coming up to the time where I couldn't do it anymore. But I was able to do it. So that's been done. For Sam's benefit, if she needs to do it, definitely worth the go because, I'm only paying £8 a month for whatever the cover is. On top of the existing cover that it gives you. It's pretty decent, you know. It's any repairs need doing. I could even go back and cover my fridge freezer if I must, which is great. I didn't know that, but yes, I can cover my old Miele fridge freezer, which I might actually do because that thing's throwing sparkles left, right and centre these days, and there's nothing worse than a fridge freezer going, quote, die, quote. Yes, I've got my freezer outside. I could rescue most of what's in that and keep it fresh. But the point is, I haven't, I've got the cover plan. Oh, Lily's got some paper. Mum put some paper and she just helped me clean the cage. And Lily bird's chewing it. She's a chewer, that bird. Bless her. I didn't know I could do that. If I knew I could do that, I'd be doing that more often. Oh, Lily bird. She's definitely a hen, all right. You can hear her playing with paper. Oh, bless her. I didn't know she liked that. She didn't used to. I once introduced a friggin' toilet roll, and she went, not a toilet roll, but a kitchen roll. She went, at it. I was like, oh, dear. But, last night was interesting. With the Sonata. I have got it working. The only thing now that's different about my Sonata, because I've got it hooked up the speakers, it does not, she does not apparently chime. When you normally turn them on, they go, brum. But mine doesn't anymore because it's connected directly to the, I've got it hooked up to my Bowers and Wilkins dock. So yeah, that sort of doesn't work. But that's a part of the new firmware, not a part of anything else. I don't know what the new firmware gives you. At the moment, it gives very crap wireless quality. I know that. I struggle to get the radio to work on Wi-Fi. Basically, I had to hook it up to Ethernet last night to recover it because I broke it. Well, thanks to Melissa again for her contribution at suggesting that. Day four's turning out to be a good day again. Lots of good, positive things been done. It's good. It's really good. So, yeah. Sorry I've kind of rambled on a bit today in two parts like I did yesterday, but so much good stuff is happening at this point in time that I can't... the good's outweighing the bad at this point. And it's nice to see Lilybird doing some nice cool stuff. Like she loves chewing paper. She's getting a bit nippy though at the minute, but I think that's because my mum scared her with a Hoover, and Lilybird doesn't like Hoovers, as we know. So poor Lilybird. But yeah, all is good. Day four is turning out to be one of those great days where things happen. There will be maybe more stuff on Goldwave later. I'm going to play with Goldwave a bit more, I think, because I'm just enjoying playing with it. I really am. I'm going to listen to Darren and Thingy's lessons and kind of get a feel for it and see if I can do any of the stuff. But I'm just really just really, just in a good place, you know. Now, some days you kind of think, eh, why? But other days you kind of get to a point where you feel good. And I feel good today. You know, I've got my washing machine's installed and working. I've got no problems with any technical hardware. I've got nothing that's not working. You know, everything works the way it should work. So I'm really not doing too bad, you know. I'm starting to pull things together a bit. I'm trying to get this place more like how I want it. Lilybird's happy. I'm happier. You know, all that, really. But yeah, I'm just kind of, I'm getting there, finally. You know, I'm getting there finally. I mean, it's just great to think that already on my fourth day, we're further on than we were. But yeah, I'm doing as well as to be expected for fourth day and marching on. We've certainly marched on. I mean, I've done a project with Gold Wave. I've done, you know, I love Gold Wave. I have to say, I love Gold Wave. And in case you're wondering what that was, I'm just going to pause this boom a minute and go and find out what that was. I think there's some post came through. Right, so I'm back again. Sorry about that. That was post that came through. I'll look at that in a few minutes on the Sara. I could turn KNFB Reader onto it, but to be honest with you, the way it is, Sara does the job just good. Just as good. Yeah, not bad. Overall, not bad. Lilybird's loving that paper. My mum put some paper in for her. I don't tend to use that, though, because I haven't got much of it left. So I'm not so happy that she did that, but she did. She's changed me newspapers on my cage for me. I was going to do it today anyway, but she's done it. But yeah, the washing machine and dryer are now covered for a warranty of 2-year extended. Yeah, not bad. I was 2 days short of losing out on the dryer, believe me. That wasn't good. I was getting round to doing it, and it's one of them things, I was getting round to sorting it. And you know what it's like, you never get round to doing all the things you want to do. But Rome wasn't built in a day, you know. As they famously say, Rome wasn't built in a day. I don't know how many days it took to build Rome, but hey, that's not a question I want to answer right now. That would be interesting to find out, though, how many days were, you know, how many days it took to build Rome, just because. But yeah, so far so good in starting to pick up now. Weather's getting better. Still a bit cold out there, but we're picking up past the, you know, I have actually slept well for the last couple of nights, which indicates that I think my sleeping problem might be going away because I've got less to worry about. And I've got less to worry about now. Lilybird's not worrying me any. You know, she's top-notch, that bird, I tell you. She's something else. You know, as I was saying to Mel last night, you've got your special friends that you hold dear, but you can't beat having a pet. You just can't. Nothing comes close to it. The closest thing that you could get that's better than that is a relationship with someone. That is the best that you'll get. But if, like me, you haven't got that, your next best thing is an animal. You know, having a little animal, whether it be a bird or a hamster or a dog or a cat or a snake or whatever, doesn't matter. Still got that same, you know, still got that same thing. Unconditional love, you know, bloody brilliant. Oh, Lilybird, she's ripping that paper. She's loving it. She's a chewer, all right. She seems to be happy, though. She's doing what she likes to do best. Bless her. So, yep, I will send this off and be back later.